The Food and Drug Administration is trying to decide what, if anything, it should do about menthol cigarettes. The FDA now has the power to regulate menthols, and public health advocates are pushing the agency to ban them. They say the cool flavoring encourages kids to start smoking and makes it harder for smokers to quit. But as NPR's Rob Stein reports, the idea of banning menthol is raising concerns beyond the tobacco companies.
Millions of Americans smoke menthol cigarettes, smokers like Larry Brown. I ran into Brown having a smoke outside his office in downtown Washington. He's 46 and started smoking menthols when he was 15.
I grew up on menthols. My mother smoked menthols, so I used to steal them from her. So I got the taste of menthols.
Brown just likes the way his Newports feel.
Just the taste, is just something about them. It feels good, you know, after a meal, when I wake up in the morning. It's less harsh than like a regular cigarette.
But those Newports could become a thing of the past if anti-smoking advocates have their way. David Abrams of the American Legacy Foundation is among those pushing the FDA to make menthols illegal.
Menthol makes the poison of the cigarette go down much more easily.
To begin with, Abrams says, menthols make smoking much more appealing for kids.
Because the experience of the first cigarette can be very harsh on the throat, and if the menthol wasn't there to anesthetize the throat and give that cool, pleasant taste, it's possible that a lot of kids would either not start at all, or if they tried a cigarette, would not progress to become addicted regular smokers.
And Abrams says menthol may enhance the addictiveness of nicotine, making it harder to kick the habit.
There are some studies suggesting that it's more addictive and more attractive, both for genetic and taste and neuroscience reasons, for certain people, and especially African Americans.
About 80% of African American smokers smoke menthols. There's a big debate about why, whether tobacco companies target them, whether it's cultural, something biological, or maybe a combination of all that. Whatever the explanation, some charge that banning menthol cigarettes would be discriminatory. Niger Innes is with the Congress for Racial Equality.
It's clearly that menthol cigarettes are being targeted because it is disproportionately liked and consumed by African Americans. It is discriminatory.
But others disagree. Valerie Yerger's with the Center for Tobacco Control Research and Education at the University of California, San Francisco.
I don't see that as being discriminatory at all. I would say that it would be a good thing to ban menthol because it would mean saving a number of African-American lives.
Tobacco companies dispute all of this. Neil Wilcox is with Lorillard, which makes Newports, the most popular menthol brand.
The reality is there is simply no scientific evidence that menthol adds to the initiation of smoking with youth or adults, nor is there any evidence that menthol exacerbates addiction, nor is there any evidence that menthol prevents individuals from quitting smoking.
And the cigarette companies aren't the only ones who oppose banning menthol. The National Black Chamber of Commerce and the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives also oppose banning menthol. One worry is that a ban would create an underground market for menthols. Lyle Beckwith is a senior vice president for the National Association of Convenience Stores.
There are individuals ranging from manufacturers in China to international smugglers to street gangs. They're just licking their chops, hoping that menthol gets banned so they can jump into that marketplace.
And Beckwith says that could end up making it easier for kids to get cigarettes, as well as have other unintended consequences.
That black market doesn't check ID. And that black market doesn't just limit itself to menthol cigarettes. There's no stopping them from selling counterfeit regular cigarettes and other illegal products, illegal drugs.
The FDA hasn't decided what to do. It could ban menthol outright or limit the amount of menthol allowed in cigarettes or do nothing at all. Mitch Zeller heads the FDA's tobacco office.
It would be inappropriate for me to prejudge any potential action that we could take other than to say, we're in information-seeking mode. We want more evidence, more information, as we ponder any potential action that we could take.
For his part, Larry Brown thinks the FDA should keep its hands off his menthols.
Freedom of speech, freedom to smoke, whatever flavor cigarette you want to smoke. I don't think they should get involved at all.
As the FDA weighs its options, the government is sponsoring new research to try to find out whether menthol really makes it harder to quit. And the FDA is launching a big new anti-smoking campaign aimed at kids. that specifically warns against the dangers of smoking menthol cigarettes. Rob Stein, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.